you give us kind of a complete rundown on each man, how they're feeling today?
Okay, see, I still have a thick mucus nose cold, and none of us are coughing. We're very well rested, although last night was a rather short night, and we'll take advantage of the longer hours tonight to catch up again. We've all had plenty to eat and to drink, if not too much. We found that the food was just too rich for us. I'm still on aspirin, and I'm off Actifed at this time. All of us are getting out of Actifed. We don't have enough left to keep using it for the balance of the mission. We'll use it prior to re-entry.
This is a CMP. My only complaint is the head cold, just like Wally's, and I found my ears plugged up now and then. I would take the Actifed, except we're running out. I want to save it for entry in case we need it then. Other than that, I'm in good shape and have plenty to eat and drink and have plenty of sleep, no problems.
You still reading, Jack?
Roger.
Okay, I'm in good shape. I've been sleeping a little better every night, and my ears are just barely clearing some mornings and sometimes not, but I don't feel bad. I don't feel like I have a cold. I just feel like I'm pretty well stuffed up, and I'm on the verge of getting one.
Okay, copy that. Apollo 7, have any of you had indications of a temperature rise?
Negative.
Okay, fine. And sometime, no hurry on it, you might give us a count of your medication remaining. We kind of lost track here.
Okay. We've been logging it and calling it down, so you haven't really gotten to report on every bit of it. One interesting observation, with a head cold, the fluids do not flow down the throat and cause any lung problems. Just stay up in the sinuses. This is due to zero gravity, I'm sure.
Okay, copy that.
Jack, this is Don. I just did a daylight T-52. Now it happened, we rolled over so that we're barely up to the sky. I did T-52 and pick up there at work, so I lucked out. It turns out that you can, in general, see stairs in the section, provided it's not too close to the sun, and provided auto optics will pull them in for you. But, of course, it's impossible to see anything through the telescope under these conditions.
Understand.
The stars are marked on explicitly. I assume they're right because the star difference angle was proper.
Okay, real fine.
It was 54 minutes into the flight. And again this morning, Wally Chiron notes that he's getting a slight pitch rate, a torquing effect, if you will, from the spacecraft without hands off the controls. He notes some unusual, very slight, but unexplainable moments coming into the vehicle, just as he reported yesterday afternoon. It's worth noting that the spacecraft is at perigee. It's right over the Canary Islands, just south of the Canary Islands. Here's how the conversation is going.
Apollo 7 Houston through the Canary, standing by.
Roger, Jack, how come we don't have our tape running?
Stand by.
Now, Jack, while you're there, observe our pitch rate at this time.
Okay, stand by. I don't have that display called up, Wally, just a minute.
Yeah, this is one of those free pitch rates again. We're pretty well convinced that this machine does not want to fly x-axis vertical either down or up.
Copy that.
And that's how we can do these gimbal lock things once in a while without even suspecting it. Or get a rapid change of attitude. I think you see my pitch rate will start decreasing. It's at 4/10 of a degree per second. I had no pitch in.
Okay, I'm watching it now.
Okay, all my channels are off. Don't you think that you want GDC on number one ball? Is that what it is?
Affirmative.
Okay, to 1620, you can watch that.
Okay.
Computer's busy thinking this thing. Yeah, the pitch rate seeks.
I didn't see that.
I didn't do a thing to it. It's not transferring to another axis, that's not a point.
Okay, copy that.
I could have blown a lot of fuel. We explore this one on this mission. I'm getting pitched towards zero for nothing.
Wally, your X-axis is now pointed, heads down toward the Earth?
Generally toward the Earth, that's right. The S-4, the big engine is sort of ahead of us, and our push X is sort of trailing. Yeah, you got the angles now. Now you know it's the rates have almost stopped. I haven't done anything to the spacecraft.
Okay.
Can you get us a chart update when you get a chance, Jack?
And where? Well, I have the chart update.
Go ahead.
Okay, for Rev 74, the time of the node 117 plus 23 plus 02. Longitude 143.1 degrees west. Right ascension of 04 plus 34.
Jack, no, no, it's 0 yaw rate, 0 pitch rate.
This magazine is ground formation over the western end of Africa.
Roger, Walt, we're about 15 seconds LOS Canary, Nana Reeve at 118 plus 11.
Just sure whether it's the converter or what, but we have had, as yet, had no readable picture. No readable picture here in the control center. 119 hours, 8 minutes. Among the more anxious viewers is Lo Cunningham, the wife of Walt Cunningham, and Walt's brother, Bill, who's visiting here from Alaska. Now, we're getting a picture, and let's all have a look.
Receiving the picture, it's a little bright. Could you bring it in a little? Roger, from the lovely Apollo room, high atop everything.
Roger, this is your captain speaking. On this flight, you can unfasten your seatbelt and relax, and we hope we can make this flight enjoyable for you. At this time, we'd like to demonstrate one of our minor problems here. In fact, I should tell you what time it is. Just one moment, and we'll get our computer on the line here.
You get an
enter
now.
Okay, we'll
reset that. It's getting GET.
Get some of the food.
precipitation on this flight this year is a nice feature of altitude. Here's what we have, hot water. And this makes the food much more enjoyable and quite palatable. The pair of surgical shears to cut open the upper portion of the plastic bag, and we pry open the spout, which will then interface with the tap. At this point, we're applying it to the tap, and in this case we use cold water, we're reconstituting some sutures. And you see him depress the button, and each depression supplies 1 ounce of cold water.
This water is quite delightful and cold as well. It's about 50 to 45 degrees Fahrenheit. At first we are adding chlorine to the water daily to be sure there are no contaminants or bacteria that would develop in the water. This left a rather bad aftertaste. We are now adding chlorine approximately every other day.
That's Wally Sherrod doing this running commentary.
You notice the bubbles that are in the bag, there's a little bit of gas in the water. This does not cause us too much problems. If we get a lot of gas, it does, we have to bleed the gas back out again. Fortunately, this has not happened too often. And then the next step is to knead the bag. This mixes the powdered concentrate with the water, and then we end up with a complete drink. We may have a zero-G demonstration available for you here, where we can spin the bag and you'll notice the bubbles are sort of breaking and falling apart. They do not form a solid mass of bubble, but you can see in the center a rather interesting formation of bubbles. I'd like to pass the camera now to Don Isley. I'd like to try to show you the problem we have with the water condensation underneath on the outer panel. Here goes the camera to Don.
While Wally is getting under the couch to demonstrate the suction that we use to clean up the water that's been accumulating on the cold pipes, I describe the system that we do have. We have an overboard dump hose, which dumps the liquid we have in the spacecraft overboard to a heated vent. That hose has been passed to Don, and he has a purge fitting attached to the end of it. I'm now going to go to the dump position on the waste management system, and Wally will be vacuuming up some water while Don and I throw light on it.
Apollo 7, Houston, could you give us the position of the switch on the TV camera?
ALC is out.
We'd like to switch that position to in, to the ALC position.
Roger. Is your picture satisfactory?
It's a good picture. We're trying to improve it a little.
Roger. We're trying to show you a picture of a plumbing thing that has a lot of water on it, clinging to it. Can you see the water on the fitting? Can you see the water on the fitting, Jack?
We're looking, don't quite see it.
Okay. Can you see the fitting?
Affirmative. Could you go back to the out position?
It's always worked better in the out position. Maybe he'll see it when he starts sucking it up. Okay, now he's going to suck up the water with the vacuum line we have. It's a very, very small vacuum, but so far it seems to have worked pretty well at taking water overboard. It's a pretty good sized blob of water that's, yep. It takes quite a while. Are you observing that, Jack?
Affirmative, we got you 5 by. We got about another minute and a half of picture here.
Okay. Okay, this is part of our regular preparation for a burn now, is to clean off what water we can see, because after an FPS burn, it seems to end up water is formed by condensing on the coal glycol lines. Don, we'll finish out the run by showing you the MDC in front of the commander station. Go ahead and talk, Don. All right, this is the commander station. The left seat driver controls the attitude of the spacecraft and also the operation of the bait propulsion system. This instrument in the middle is the heart of the whole thing, really. It's called our flight director attitude indicator, which is comparable to the artificial horizon in an airplane, except that it operates in all three axes instead of just two. These various switches control the configuration of the manual attitude control system. We can hold an attitude, or we can free drift, and we can have two or three modes to use the hand controller. This is the hand controller that you use to fly the spacecraft around various attitudes manually. These switches here control the electronics and the whether or not the signals get from the hand controller out to the little jets to fire them.
And there we are, LMS, the spacecraft almost over Bermuda, and we have lost the picture. But we saw a most interesting demonstration of space-age plumbing. Let's get here some more commentary. And the TV lines have been turned down, which will signal the end of our television activities for another day. And we're going to have a full discussion of the light setting and some other conditions relative to the television pass. There may be additional commentary. We'll just leave the line open.